voice of reason in the medical world. Dr. Fred Brown from Griffin Health talks to Melissa in the morning on WICC 600.
Well, another Thursday and another time to talk about the Delta variant. Good morning, Dr. Brown.
Good morning, Melissa. How are you?
I'm good. So I was hearing a new health report actually earlier this morning talking about spotting symptoms for Delta. Apparently, it's different than the typical COVID strain. Is that true?
There are some changes, but again, I think we're still looking for the same basic features of the COVID vaccine. And again, remember, or the COVID-19, if you remember, it was pretty hard to detect anyways. I mean, loss of taste and smell, some mild symptoms, and that's usually how it starts. It's later when it gets worse.
Okay, so because I think when I was listening to the report earlier, I was doing six other things, but I think they were saying like this one more is like runny nose and maybe things that seem a little more common. But to me, I kind of thought, all right, well, COVID had a lot of common, like, hey, you've got a sore throat or maybe you can't breathe, you know. So it just sounded like it was a little bit different,
right.
Especially in the summer, like with allergies. It almost sounded more like an allergy reaction versus, you know, like the flu, if that makes sense.
Right. And honestly, Melissa, I think that's what we saw with COVID-19. So I don't, you know, the original variant and the UK variant, I just, you know, I think each one had a little bit of modification. We've had people who have presented with exactly that, you know, several months ago. They have, you know, they're just not feeling well. They have a runny nose and then it progresses.
Okay.
They have loss of taste and smell and then it progresses. They just don't feel right. And then all of a sudden it's there. We've even had people present with GI upset, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And secondary effects with that, and then that gets tested. So that's going to be a really tricky part. You know, in the summer, it's probably going to be a little bit more, I'm not going to say obvious because of allergies, but it's going to be a little bit more obvious, like, well, I don't feel well, and this is different from my normal allergy, or I've never had allergies before. Then you're going to think, okay, maybe this is COVID, and I've not been vaccinated. maybe this is COVID.
Mm-hmm.
In the fall, it's going to get real tricky. Because those symptoms are going to occur, but in the fall, you know, before 2020,
right.
In the fall, we get colds and coughs and the flu and all these other things. So it's going to be really tricky to try to figure out what's actually going on.
So, Dr. Brown, you and I have been talking about COVID since before its inception.
Mm-hmm.
We have been talking about it since, honestly, about February of last year when we first heard about it overseas and we thought, well, is this something we need to worry about? So I remember back when we started to see new variants pop up. And I remember you saying that when it comes to testing what variant we have, we don't really have, like, we don't really test to see what variant of COVID you have unless there's a reason to do so. So when we would get the breakdown of, like, hey, this person has the UK variant, hey, this person has the South African, the Brazil, whatever it was, we expected those numbers to be much higher than we actually had recorded. Is that the same for the Delta variant? Are we probably seeing widespread Delta variant here in Connecticut, but we just aren't testing enough to get the numbers more accurate?
It's a real possibility, you know, given, and that's exactly what we talked about before, is when we test for COVID-19 and the reason why we can do rapid tests, even when we do, you know, the antigen test or a PCR test, which actually looks at the genome, we're only looking for these targeted areas. We're not really looking for, we're not sequencing the whole genome. So that means that we're not looking at the entire DNA strand or the entire RNA strand to say exactly what little mutations it have. So if you can imagine that the Delta strain, the South African strain, the UK variant, those were all, you know, these are all just really simple mutations, and these simple mutations actually cause them to be more infectious or cause people to get sicker. So, it is very difficult to tell. So we don't know exactly how much the Delta variant is. I can tell you now, with a lot of the testing, the predominant strain in the United States is actually the UK variant, which we talked about several months ago, saying, oh, you know, UK variant's coming, it's more infectious, it's an issue. Well, it's here, it's now our predominant strain.
Mm-hmm.
Will the Delta take over? It's possible. It sounds like it is potentially more infectious, it's potentially more, and it can cause it can cause a worse illness. The issue is, and this is where it kind of gets a little bit difficult to comprehend, is that the difference is that the Delta variant is going to be limited by people who are vaccinated. So people who are vaccinated are not going to pick it up and carry it to other people.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to see pockets of the variant, but you're not going to see sort of this massive widespread when we didn't have the vaccine. If that makes sense.
It does. Well, sure, of course, because a year ago today, I mean, there were no vaccines. You know,
correct.
Even when the UK variant came around, there were no vaccines. We had nothing. I mean, it's interesting, Dr. Brown, but, you know, it's hard to almost imagine. We have had COVID twice as long as we have had the vaccine. The vaccine's only been here really since January, realistically. Mm-hmm. And we've only really gotten the general population, if you want to call it, under control in the last month, really, realistically.
Right.
So, yeah, absolutely. That totally makes sense. Absolutely. Which is why I'm sure you guys are pushing for people to get the vaccine now more than ever.
Absolutely. We sure are. And you can, it's interesting because if you look at the news and see about the outbreaks, you know, another 125 people end up getting infected mm-hmm. because, you know, they weren't vaccinated. And then we do know that people who are, you know, who are not vaccinated come in contact with people who are vaccinated and they're together for an extended period of time. The vaccinated person can also get infected. So
yeah, that's,
we just
that's
need
worrisome.
To be really careful about that. But we are, you know, I have to say, we expected this. We expected to see these sort of outbreaks.
Mm-hmm.
We expected to see the outbreaks in the areas where there's not vaccinated because we have reached herd immunity.
Mm-hmm.
We have got to that point. But now we have herd immunity, but now we're going to see these clusters or these outbreaks
right.
in these different areas. And that's where it's very important to get the vaccine. And I know I could tell you at Griffin Hospital and in our vaccine program, we've seen a exponential decrease in people who are getting the vaccine. And it's concerning because if we get these pockets and then we get more variants, then, you know, there's always a concern that it's going to go to people who are vaccinated.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Brown, we appreciate getting your perspective every single week. Thank you so much. And we'll talk again next week.
Absolutely. Have a good week.
Thanks. You too.